I don't have a problem with, you know, just, I'd rather cooperate than fight about things. We can make it better for both.
We're going to get accused.
Yeah, we got it.
We already did.
We're past.
We screwed a meeting up for the next.
All right, so how's that committee going to work? Are you facilitating it, or are we going to?
I'll facilitate getting it put together along with somebody from somebody else needs to help me drive it. Sandy, will you help me do that?
Sounds like she's volunteering.
I'm ready, Freddie.
You got enough to do.
Well, and then I would, if we're this far into it, and the mayor will give him a second, what do you think?
I think this has been a constructive meeting. I think that there's been a lot of good ideas. The goal is not to, generate a profit from off the backs of the users of the system. The goal is to maintain the system. And I think that there's been some good ideas talked about how to come about to that point. I think that we have on the agenda a commission meeting tomorrow, a spot where we can talk about this a little bit further and perhaps come up with some guidelines for that committee. But we'll do that tomorrow, and we'll
move forward. I would recommend if anybody can come tomorrow.
Yeah, come to that meeting.
Anybody. I mean, it doesn't have to be town council by any means. And I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but I mean, it's broader than that. It's anybody that can or wants to.
9:00.
9:00.
Yeah, I don't know what time. It's not timed on the agenda, so it could be.
No.
30,
oh. The meeting starts at 9:00.
But I appreciate the tone of the meeting, and I feel like it's been a positive conversation. We could work together for the same goal and make it so that the system will maintain itself, and we have the money to use to do whatever repairs and maintenance we need and expansion. That's the goal, and I think this has been a good meeting.
And one more thing, and then you mentioned getting grants to do different things. What the reality of this is, whatever money in the capital fund that we would get, the best it could be used for would be as
the match
for the bigger project. I don't think we could ever expect to get all of it in one or get a grant at this stage of the game that wouldn't require some match or loan. So that's just the reality of the world. So anything we can accumulate there, it helps us in the long run to have a better taste in the match end of things for grants. So, Mr. Handy.
One thing I think it would really be helpful at the end, if we come to some sort of agreement at the end of March, is letting some of the Salt Lake papers, news, whatever, know that we've come to an agreement, because we've had some negative press, which affects our value of our home.
And our business.
And I think that's something on that needs to be part of this meeting.
Thank you.
Good point. I would love to have good news going with that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. And a real good...
Yeah, that's a good comment, and that's...
Would you want to adjourn the meeting?
Yeah, I would entertain a motion to...
Adjourn the hearing?
Yeah, to adjourn the hearing. Okay. This hearing is adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was good. That was sure better than I thought the last time we asked.
Well, you know, I check him. He's got a bulletproof vest on. I told him you were bringing.
Well, you know, I actually thought you surely might have a sheriff's officer here.
Well.
But I'm glad. No, this is a good meeting. But you know something else you guys need to do is bring your water home. You need to have a plan on what, okay, we need to fix things, like, you know, next year, you know, we got to replace, you know. You got to have a goal and a plan. And, you know,
that's
so,
why you guys that are more involved than us step up and take over the damn system.
Well, when you talk about private company, it's like, well, why don't you just turn it over to the town? I'm not part of the town, so I just, it's just a question. It was like, well, Let's see if the town.
I've got it all right about this. Can you tell me how much? I took that number. I divided it by 12. So I came up with $17,000 a month expenses. Do you know how much money you're taking every month to add on to it? Is that not a fair question? Is that not?
No, it's a good question. No.
Because then I didn't. Obviously, I don't want to say anything in public. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well,
do you know how much money you collect every month on average?
I don't. Our system doesn't track that very well because it's all, it puts it into, once it bills, it creates
a receivable. Number to know?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to work with our system to get that number, and I just haven't got it yet.
It seems to me, from what people are saying, you have to come up. The bottom line is that the base rate really does have to pay the expenses. I think it has to do that, and hopefully it has to add.
It doesn't have to, but
in a small community.
It's more helpful in a small community, but that's.
I guess if you wanted to take an average of the summer use over the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, because that's the thing, is your revenue.
Divide that to.
Because your revenue in the summer is a lot higher. Yeah. Yeah.
That you could add that into
you don't
that
want, yeah, you don't want it to be 50-50 because that's way too low.
Well, no, but I mean if you took down the summer rate and figured out that on an average in 15 years you collect X amount of dollars June, July, August, and September, then you could say that was reasonable income to add. But I think you need to know.